Rabbi Akiva say, even though we've been trying to stay consistently with the Mesillas Yesharim, but it's not possible right before Yantiv, before Rosh Hashanah, to learn something special for Yantiv. Last week we learned a very important piece about Ischaskis. Chazak Yamitz Tibecha, Kavil Hashem Chazak Yamitz Tibecha, from Rabbi Yerucham Zechet Tzadav Karsh Levracha. Today we're going to learn something very, very beautiful that will give us Ischaskis. Rabbi Yerucham says that we have to be Mischazak, and we know that and we believe that, but it's very hard for us. And there's so much to talk about Rosh Hashanah. There's a Torah that I wanted to do with you because it's so straightforward and clear and simple and sweet, and it gave me chizuk when I just read it. So we're switching from back in the early part of the 20th century to think Beitar, maybe it's Beit Shemesh, of Tavshin Ayin, the end of Tavshin Ayin Hey. There's a Mashpinas Israel who has been warming the hearts of Jews for the past few years. A Yid, a Tzadi, by the name of Rabbi Avram Elimelech Biderman, who has written a number of Sfarim, Be'er HaChayim, these are Be'er HaParsha. These are pages that are coming out, and one of the Chevra is kind enough to give me the pages that have been made from Shiurim on Rosh Hashanah, and I felt that this would be something that we could gain a lot from. It's very, very poshut. But let's get ready for Yantif. It's ready. Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'chol ma'aminim shehu levadoi hafa hastorim hito yisbarachi. Page Aleph. Again, Rabbi Avram Elimelech Biderman from the Mishpach of the Ladover Tzadikim. Yisa b'gemar. It says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah adin. That the din of the shofar is that it has to be long enough. Kidei sheyechazenu biyadai v'yeroa lekan ulekan. The shofar has to be big enough so that when the Baal Tokei is holding it, you could see it from both sides. So you're able to see the narrow side that goes into the Baal Tokei's mouth, and you're able to see coming out from the side of the hand, the other side, you're able to see the larger part of the shofar, out of which the sound comes. That's the din of the shear of the shofar. It can be small, but minimally, kidei sheyechazenu biyado, that you're holding it in your hand, v'yeroa elekan ulekan, and you can see the narrow side of the shofar and the wide side coming out from the Baal Tokei's hand. Yesh Shalom, there's a beautiful Torah from the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Netzavim. Yesh Shalom Du Mikan Yisai Godel V'Derech Chaim La'Adam, from where we can learn a very big Yisaid and a way of life. She Yisnaik Kedugmas HaShofar, to live this way, the way that the Shofar lives. Shu Rochav Mitzidai HaEchad, that the shofar is wide on one side, the tzara mitzidai ha'acher, and is narrow on the other side that goes into the mouth. It's min ha'metza karasika. Kach nami tehi hanhagas adam. This should also be hanhagas adam, the way that we live, the way that we conduct our lives. B'chol matzav yira eshnei hatzdadim. In every matzah of life, we have to live every moment of life with the two sides, with these two sides, with the narrow side and the expansive, broad side. Kasher tzarloi ma'oid, when a person is feeling very, very small, very constricted, very narrow. V'hu oyef v'yageya, and he's weary, he's tired. Meruchnius uvegashmius, both spiritually, physically. Al yerach libay, el yiftach b'Hashem. He shouldn't become discouraged. He shouldn't lose hope. El yiftach b'Hashem. He should trust in Hashem. V'yira loyrach mikan. And he should look at his life, loyrach mikan, not only mitzad hatzar. He shouldn't only focus, chas v'sholom, on the narrow side of life that he's in right now, on what's painful and what's hurting in his life right now. And la'af umikan. He has to look at the other side, at the side that's wide, that's expansive, that's big. Sh'od yavo yom, and to believe sh'od yavo yom v'yinahig imay habari kitzad Hashem yishol shayfe asher pischai rachav. And he has to fill himself with emuna that the day will come that this narrowness will end, the smallness, the pain will end, and Hashem Baruch will bring him to a place of merchav ka, of expansiveness, of joy, of simcha, of greatness, v'yetze mitzara l'ravacha, and he'll be able to emerge from that state of tzara to a place of ravacha, from constriction to expansion, from smallness to greatness, from pain to joy and pleasure. L'idach yisa, on the other hand, remember you have to live every moment with both sides of the shofar. L'idach gisa b'shor shi'achiv le'ashem as baruch as hashpah asai. On the other hand, that when things are going well, and in fact Hashem brings you to a place of hachava, both in gashmis and ruchnis, tehelo kol birchas tov, and things are really going great, everything is good, then you have to make sure to look at the little side, the narrow side of the shofar. And when you do that, lo yarum levavai, then your heart, the Ben Ish Chai teaches, will not become proud or haughty. Eli yizboinein v'yira leirach mikan meharochav ela af umikan. So when you're in the smallness, you have to always keep your eyes set on the expansiveness that will come in Yetzer Hashem. And when you're in that good place and things are going well, you have to always see the other side, the small side, and to remember, Ela af umikan, sheish gam pesach noisach, to remember there's another side of the shayf, another opening, v'a pesach hatzar, which is the constricted, narrow, tiny place, shim lo yizka, kekosh broch hishpil lo shefazeh, because if a person forgets, where did the merchav come from? Where did the wealth, both in Gashmis and Ruchnis, where did the happiness, where did the good stuff come from? If you forget that, Shem lo yizka kekosh broch hishpil lo shefazeh, then harei kekosh broch hu mashpil geim u'magbi shefalim. Then Hashem can take the haughty person and be mashpil geim and bring him down. And he's magbia shafalim, but he lifts up the humble person. So when we're going through that time where we feel crushed and small, then we always remember, we look at the wide, open side of the shofar and trust in Hashem that he'll be magbia shafalim, that he'll bring us out into the merchav. And whenever we're in that place of harchava, mitzvah Hashem, all Jews should be and have harchava, whenever we're in the state of harchava, you should never ever forget the tzar of your own, of what was and what you've been through, and to know that Hashem is Baruch is Mashpil Geim U'Magbiya Shefalim. We'll see some of the beautiful notes in a minute. Va'af kishanir eloi sh'ov the tikvosai. And therefore, even when it seems to the person that there's no hope, Yischazek, Kavi El Hashem, Chazak v'yamitz lidacho, v'kavi El Hashem. Yischazek v'lo yaniach melahamin ba'oviv shabishamayim. Remember last week we learned from Rabbi Yucham that emuna means to be attached, to be connected, not to move, not to budge, to remain fastened securely ba'oviv shabishamayim in your Father in Heaven. Shakol b'cheshben mimal l'toiv loy b'zeh u'b'ba. And to know that whatever it is that you're going through, Hashem has a cheshben that we can't understand, but it's l'toiv loy. But we believe that it's l'toiv loy b'zeh for this world and for the world to come. The person remains strong. וכך ביר הרב הקודש הרבי רבונם פשסחה זכוסי אלינו אסקסובם בפרשה. So it says in the parasha, "Va'omar b'yom ha'hu," and then you will say on that day, "Hakiein elokai b'kirbi," that because Hashem is not with me, I don't have Hashem. I don't feel Hashem inside of me. Because of that, mitzauni haroz ha'ela. That is why I am going through all of these difficulties. So the Torah says, "Vanochi haster astir panai b'yom ha'hu." I will surely hide my face on that day. So the Mefarshim, the Tzaddikim, are very, very troubled by this pasuk. Mitzarach bir, dim hu yedaya shekol tzarois avhem ba'avur she'ena loikav bekirbo. We're talking about a person that gets it. This person is saying, ein eloikai bekirbi, that because I don't feel God inside of me, because I'm distant from God, that's why all of these terrible things have befallen me. He understands it. He gets it. This is a person who's honest, and he's acknowledging, he's open and honest about the fact that he has sinned and that he's become distant from Hashem, and that's why he's going through tzaras. So why does the Torah go on and say, "Vanochi haster astir"? Why is the response to that, "I'm going to hide my face from you"? Why? Why is it "Vanochi haster astir panai"? The person is saying, because God is not with me, that's why, ostensibly because of all that I've done, that's why I'm going through all of this suffering. And then Hashem says, "Anochi haster astir panai b'yomahu," I'm going to hide my face? El appears Harav Hakodesh Rabbi Bunim, but the Rabbi Bunim explains, "Adrabba, ze'atzmai shul choishev sesi like Hakadosh Baruch Shchinas Samei Olav." The greatest sin of all that a Jew could commit, this is a very deep Torah. The greatest sin that a Jew could commit, the greatest crime in our lives, is when a Jew thinks sesi like Hakadosh Baruch Shchinas Samei Olav, that Hashem has no shaykhis to him, that Hashem has left him, that Hashem doesn't want to have anything to do with him. In other words, that conclusion that he's come to, ein elokai bekirbi, that God is not with me, and that's why I'm going through all of this suffering. God is not with me? That is the worst chait. That's the most terrible chait. That feeling of ein elokai bekirbi. That's the worst chait. And therefore Hashem says, "Anochi haster astir panai." I'm going to turn away from you. If you think that, that's the worst thing you could possibly do. To think that I don't love you, that I don't care for you, that I don't want to have a connection to you despite your sins, that I'm not reaching out to you. Don't do that. Anything else, everything else, whatever there is, we'll work it out. But we have to remain together. We're in the parasha together. But chalil, if a Jew says, "Ein elokai bekirbi," then that could cause a terrible hast upon him. Anoich haster astir panai. Kel ha'odam l'das shakadosh baruch hu nimtzi itoi b'chol matzav. Because a person has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, no matter what his matzav is. In every single matzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. As the Odom Elk said, Gam ki elef begeit samorves, he's not talking about a scary place. He's talking about when a person feels himself mamshin in Gehenna because of things that he's done that are wrong. That's what it means, geit samorves, a place in the shadow of death. Gam ki elef begeit samorves, Dona says, "La'ira ra." Why? I'm not afraid of ra. Whatever happens to me, ki ata imadi, as long as I continue to be mechazik myself and to believe, ki ata imadi, you are with me. Umar she'ena ra'yeza, and if a person doesn't see that, if it's not clear to him, it's ki vanochi haster astir. It's because, of course, Hashem is hidden. It's hard. Hashem is a God who is hidden. Tachas kol ha-hasparas, underneath all of the coverings, underneath all that conceals him. Radrava, al zeh she'en roi as Hashem anitzav alav, mechol rega v'rega. And because a person does not see that under all of those coverings, every moment of his life is Hashem, a person has the ability to remove the hest upon him. That doesn't mean that everything will go the way that he wants, but the ikkah of what a Jew wants is Elokai b'kirbi, my God is with me. My God is with me. To overcome that hest upon him. To overcome the hest upon him, to find Hashem hiding under the coverings. But when a Jew does not see Hashem every moment of his life, when he's not in that state of Atam Nitzavma, Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's why he's going through mitzvah uniheros ayla. Because when it could be, why? Kamam and Varayas Hashem beside Hastar, sorry, Hamas Batlas Meolav. Because when a person, Mamish is a Mamin, remember? What we learned from Rabbi Yochanan. And he remains fastened to Hashem, no matter what. In all times of his life, narrow, wide, he remains fastened to Hashem. He sees Hashem, he believes that Hashem is there. Hein mizbatlis me'olav. The mimela, the hestaponim, is mizbatl. The covering, the concealment ends, it's mizbatl. And the Yeshua begins to become revealed. The Yeshua begins to be revealed. Let's look at Beis and Gimel. Mamish beautiful. Look at notes Beis and Gimel. Beis. Kairim es harav ha-kodesh ha-ben Yishchai s'chus hi-alenu. The Ben Yishchai says, b'seder ha-tkiyas. In the order of the tkiyas, tkiyas shvarim trua tkiya. The tkiya, she called poshet, which is a simple, clear sound. The chalak, smooth. Moira al zmane ha'ayra. That, the Ben Yishchai says, is talking about, the tkiya is about those times in life, v'alichtig, where there's light. Shahilach lehakol l'meisharim, things are going well. Bilu shvarm trua, but the shvarm trua, moirim al hazmanim shenishba matzavoy, v'nir lekera. Those are the times of life where the good seems to be shattered and broken, and it looks bad. The Ben Yishchai says, there was somebody who made a ring, the Kosov Allah, and he wrote on the ring, he engraved on the ring, Gamze Yavar. This too will pass. Gamze Yavar. So imhu b'tzar, so the person made the ring with Gamze Yavar for all times of his life. Because imhu b'tzar, because during the difficult times of life, he looks at the ring, az yirena v'yisnachem, he'll see that, those words, Gamze Yavar, this difficult time will pass, and he'll have nechama, he'll have chizik. Vimhu b'tayva, and when things are going great, Yirena, he'll look at the words Gamze Yavar, and then the words will say to him, this too will pass. In other words, don't think that this belongs to you. Everything is from Hashem, and Hashem is Mashpil Geim Umagbi Shafalim, and this too, in a moment, all the good that you have in your life, in a moment you could lose. So v'imhu b'tayva yirena, v'loyovel is guy. He looks at the ring, v'loyovel is guy. Is b'tuva yifa oshro, and you won't become haughty, you won't become a balgaiva because of the good that you have and the wealth of your life. Ki achshav, because this will always be reminded by that ring, shagam zayaver. Now this too will pass. V'in lokiyim, it's a galgal achayza ba'olam. One day you're up, the next day you're down. When you're down, you always have to remember Gamze Yaver. And when you're up, you have to know that Gamze Yaver. It's not Poshet. Therefore, when you're living in that life of Tkia, when Hakolas Hoylech LeMeisharon, and everything is going smoothly and straight, like the Tkia, like Tazur Daitacha, don't become inflated, don't become haughty and conceited. And you have to always remember that you're in Hashem's hands at any second. You could be taken from the big side of the shofar to the tiny little side of the shofar. You can be taken from the tkia to shvarim trua chalila to tzibrachim kain. But when the person is in a state of shvarim trua, of brokenness, for instance, he doesn't have panos or whatever it is, he has to be mechazik himself by remembering Gam Zayavar and looking at the big side of the shofar and looking at the tkia that follows the shvarim and the trua. Yachiv leHashem, and that by having this amuna and remaining attached to Hashem, neeman to Hashem in that difficulty, and remembering that Gam Zayavar, then Yachiv leHashem, that Hashem will open up for him a new place, a harchava, a merchav. The Yamali Kol Machsarik Tkia, and he'll be able to come to the final set, the big set of Tkias. Bigger than ever before, Tkia Gedoyla. Shipshuta. Back to a life that's beautiful and simple and good. That's the Torah of the Ben Ish Chai. It's mamish, mamish, beautiful. And look at footnote Gimel. There's a remez, the agamatria shel tevas chayil, the numerical value of the word chayil, strength, which means strength, courage, a soldier, is memches 48. Vilo agamatria shel dechi, and the opposite, the gematria of dechi, dechi means to be in a very, very broken and low place, huchav deis, is 22. Go to page 2. It's Chav Beis. 22. The Hefesh Beinayim. So the difference between Chayil, strength, confidence, and so on, and Dechi, which is the opposite, discouragement and difficulty, the difference is between the 22 and the 48 is 26, Hubachavav, which is Kenispa Shem Havai, which is the Gematria, of course, of the Shem Havai, Baruch Hu, of the name of Hashem. Vahainu, Shaharoa ki matzavo harlich midechi el dechi. When a person sees that he's in a terrible place of dechi, he's in a very, very low and painful place, and things are mamish in a state of min hametzar, mamish in a difficult and low place. When the person sees that, he's in the place of dechi, then what does he need to do? Yisdabik al havai baruch hu. He's in a place that's called dechi, which is 22. He has to draw into his life, to attach himself to the 26 of the Shem Havaya. V'az yaschil lelech, Mechayel el Chayel, which then will bring him to the state of 48, which is Chayel, to that strength, to the Hizchaskas of Chazak V'yamis Libach, the Kaveh el Hashem, Mechayel el Chayel. And Koi Biaru Tzadiki Beis Babav, Schusim Yelena. And we find that the Tzadikim of Babav have explained the Pasuk in Telem, where it says, Dor Melch said, V'yoidu Shemayin Pelacha Hashem Afa Manosho B'Kahal Kedoshim. Then everybody will give thanks to Hashem, V'yodu Shemayim Pelacha, for the wonders of Hashem. Afa Manoscha, speak of Hashem's faithfulness, or the belief in Hashem, the Kahal Kedoshim, in the community of the congregation of those who are holy. So the Tzaddikim above have taught the following. The Amru B'Talmud says in the Gemara, that at the end of time Hashem will bring the Yetzahara, and he's going to shecht the Yetzara in the presence of the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim. Tzaddikim nidmilhem kahagavaya. To the Tzaddikim, they will see the Yetzara will resemble a tall mountain. And amazing that they were able to somehow overcome that and climb that mountain and conquer the mountain during the years of their lives. The Tzaddikim will imagine that the Yetzara is a big mountain. And the Rishayim, of course, will see the Gemara says like a thin strand of hair, and they can't believe how come they weren't able to manage that. Tzaddikim barich va'ayimim, the Tzaddikim will say, the Gemara says, Heyach yachalna lichbash ha'gavokas, how were we able to climb to conquer such a big mountain? V'afakadosh Baruch Hu tol mimayim, and Hashem will also wonder together with them, Ha'eich yachlo elokusi ha'chaymer, how is it possible for lowly human beings of flesh and blood, how were they able to overcome the Yetzer? This mamish, a huge mountain, which is so strong and powerful, the Yetzer. When you do Sheikim al-Khamtash Yetzer, the Shaber is Sa'odam bin Yani Amun Bitochen. The Ikka, the main weapon that the Yetzer has is to break the person's faith and trust in Hashem. And now we come back to the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Yaidu Shemayim, meaning the heavens will also admit, from the word Yaidu is could be vidui, or to acknowledge. The Yaidu Shemayim, Af Malachi Hasharis B'Shemayim Yaidu V'Yomu, that even the Malachim, the angels in Shemayim will admit, Yaidu V'Yomu, they'll say, not only the Malachim, Elagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvayd V'Atzmi Yishtoymin Pilach HaHashem. Pilach means Hashem will be himself kivyachol shocked and in wonder. The Yoidu Shemaim and Pilach HaHashem. What's the great wonder that the Malachim are admitting and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazed? Hey, how is it possible? Af, which means Gam B'Eden Charein Af. Af means Hashem, that even during times of Hashem's anger, even during times when Hashem was so hidden, even during times when a Jew went through such charein af, such pain and difficulty and concealment and sorrows, that even during those times, what kishehista kadosh baruch hu has panav miitam nisharu, they remained emunas chabekahal kedoshim, that the emunah remained. Powerful, the Emunah remained powerful and strong. The Emunah remained intact. The Emunah remained intact and strong, and that the person didn't lose his Emunah, didn't lose his kaychus, and didn't fall apart. That Nisharu Emunascha, that they remained steadfast and fastened to Hashem, even during those times, Bekahal Kedoshim, in the community of holy people. They didn't go away from his chaskus, and the simple amun and Hashem is brach. They remained connected to Hashem. That's what the tzaddikim taught in Babav. Okay, on top of page base. Everything we're learning here today, chaver, it's very, very, it'd be very good to talk about Rosh Hashanah at the table. Not whether or not there are any nuts in the ingredients of your wife's cake or stuff like that. To talk about this Torah at the Yontif table. Rosh Hashanah, Omrim B'Slichus Lev Yom HaKadosh. And that's what we say in Slichus Erev Yom Kippur. B'yadi Ein Maas. I don't have any good deeds in my hands, and that's why my heart is afraid. But now, when I think of and I remember the Malchus of Shem HaMiyuchad of Hashem, of the name of Hashem, and in this I trust, Ba'omrim Hashem Echad. I strengthen myself by Hashem Echad. This is the sherish of all of the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Of course there's a pachad in Rosh Hashanah. Libi yivcha, my heart is afraid. But the simcha comes with that bitachin in Hashem, with that trust in Hashem. The amun in Hashem. Especially during this time, we have to have emunah in and trust that Hashem Baruch is near us and with us, and He wants to help us get better. Therefore, Reb Chaska Levenstein, as Chusin used to say, that he means later on over here in the Be'er Parasha, that everybody's so used to calling these days Yomim Neroim, awesome, which to many people means terrible days, days that are filled with pacha. Rabbi Chaskel said that I call them Yomim Nechmadim, the most beautiful, the sweetest days of the year. The sweetest days of the year, mamish. Ki be'edo yom tzichem yoysel toch al echad yochad amiyuchad al kenus b'shamayim. Vu hamono is a miflot lanu, to whom we could run to and escape to. And he'll take care of us, he'll watch over us. Like we see that the letter Dalad in the word Echad, in the word Echad, the Dalad is He Rabosi, it's a big Dalad in the Sefer Torah, it's a big Dalad. Why? Ki mokim yesh l'kol bar Yisrael likones bedeles usharei ha'muna ha'shlema ba'aftas Hashem. Because no matter what a person has done in his life, and you're afraid, you're running away because you're in trouble, you messed up, there's a big Dalad. The big Dalad of Echad, of Hashem Echad, the word Dalad, Dalad Lamed Sof, means Delas. It means a gate, a door, an opening. Because you can always run to the door, through that gate of Emunah, Hashem b'Avdas Hashem. Nobody is pushed away. Nobody is restricted from entering. If you believe in Hashem, you can enter through that big dalet, that big delet, that big door, that gate of Emunah. Is welcomed in, can enter into that place and be filled with bitoch and be filled mamish with emunah and with simcha, and to hold on to Hashem like somebody who's running away and he's able to come back to his home base and he's able to come back to his father, to run to Hashem is bar. V'im kol zayis, we'll get to the note in a minute. V'im kol zayis, and with all of that. A person should pour his heart out betfilas to his Father in heaven. She is a keilu chol milas amadregis amuna, that Hashem should help him to reach higher and higher madregis of amuna. Of course, it's our choice to want that, but Hashem can help. The Rebbe Elimelech from Lizhensk, the Rebbe Elimelech's tefillah says, the tikva emunoscha b'libeinu, Hashem established, fixed deep in our hearts, like we learned last week, ki yosed neman, to drive deep into our hearts a belief and faith in you. Tomid, b'li hefsek, that should never, ever, ever be any break, any pause in that emuna. And that our belief in you be bound into our hearts like the peg that is driven in and can't be moved, like we learned last week, that inyan of emuna. And this is what the Chidushim taught in the Nusach of Davening, that we say, V'saknenu Hashem, establish us, help us, strengthen us, be'etza, and to bring about our repair. How? Be'etza toivah mufanacha, by the good etza. What good etza does Hashem give a Jew? What's the best etza? Dekoy al ha'amuna. The best etza is emuna. Like we say in Davening for Hashem Kippur, Atzosoi Emuna. Atzosoi, the best advice that Hashem can give a Jew that will give us koiches, no matter what we're going through, when we're in a small place in the Meitzah, to be able to hold on till we get to the big place. And when we're in the big place, to have amuna, that what gamze yaveh, to know and to believe that everything is from Hashem, and not to become haughty and proud, but to trust always in Hashem, that everything is good. Atzalsa yamuna. Well, Eitzazu onam ischanam b'chol yom v'yom, and every single day at Marv we ask Hashem, v'saknenu be'etza toiva mulfanacha. That's the advice. Hashem says the best Eitzah that I have for a Jew is Emuna. That's the best Eitzah that Hashem has for each and every one of us is Emuna. Strengthen your Emuna. Chazak v'yam etzli becha v'kavi el Hashem. Eitzazu onam ischanam b'chol yom v'yom. Shizakenu lahamin by b'chol meichenu v'libenu. Then Hashem should help us to believe in Him with all of our minds and hearts, completely, completely. Look at footnote Dalet. You can skip the first part and go to where it says a few lines down. Harava Kodesh Rabbi Avram Yaakov Misadagar. Rabbi Avram Yaakov Misadagar. Harava Kodesh. Rabbi Avram Yaakov Misadagar. Schusi Yohanu Bia Bekosov. The Rebbe from Sadagar explained. Rabbis Machashovas B'leiv Ish. V'atzas Hashem Hisokim. It says in Mishlei, we say in davening every day, there are many, many thoughts in a person's heart. Feelings, emotions, and thoughts that are swirling around in the person's heart and mind. V'atzas Hashem Hisokim. The Eitz of Hashem, Atzas Hashem Hisokum. That's what will rise. That's going to stand. That's going to last. So Rabbi Mab Yaakov from Sadagari said, Shema Sharabas Machashovas Belev. When a person feels like he's going crazy, because Rabbas Machashovas Belev, Shemis Rabbam Misraisit Sim Machashovas Daiga Upacha Belevai. When a person's heart is filled with all kinds of worries, all kinds of fears, and imamish can't fall asleep at night, and during the day he can't concentrate because there are things in his life that he's so worried about. The Rabbis Machashavas B'leiv Ish. Shirabas Machashavas B'leiv. Shemisraitsis Machashavas Daigo Pacha B'leivai. Ein Zela. The reason that he's making himself crazy, the reason that he can't find any peace from all of these things that are swirling around in his mind and his heart, is, you know why? Because he's making the terrible mistake, because he thinks that it's all biyad ish, that everything that happens to a person is biyad ish, is in the hands of a human being. So this person doesn't know what's going to be with him. He lost his job, and he's going crazy. Imamish is going crazy, and everything begins to fall apart. Not because he can't put together a couple of dollars, although it's difficult, but because his mind, his heart, is totally, totally overwhelmed, and he's obsessed with this daiga, with this worry. Because why is it? Because the reason that he has Rabbis Machashavas B'leiv is because he thinks that whether he's going to have a job or he's not going to have a job, whether he's going to survive or not survive, is ish. It depends on him. It depends on a human being. That everything is on his shoulders, and he feels that he's being crushed by because he feels that everything is on him. It's all up to him. It's all biad ish, and because he feels it's all biad ish, that's why his whole life is rabbis machashavas b'leiv. He can't stop worrying. All he does all day long is worrying what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that, how am I going to manage this, what's going to be with this kid, what's going to be with that kid, what's going to be with Panasa, what's going to be with all these different things, that he's making himself crazy. Is this client going to call me back? Is he not going to call me back? What's going to happen in Congress? What's going to happen in the election? V'chulu v'chulu with Iran, and you can go crazy. Of course you have to daven ask Hashem. Always for Siyat and Shemayat, it should be good. But the outcome is not up to us. It's not biadish. So the reason that a person is going crazy from Rabbis Machashavas B'leiv is because he thinks it's ish, it's him. That's a vart that you have to That's a vart that you have to put on the wall. And you have to put by next to the Shivisa Shananag the Summit and on the refrigerator and on the living room, the dining room, and your wallet when you turn on the computer, the wallpaper, I think, whatever that thing that comes on, that when you first turn on the thing, the machine, it has to say, Rabbis Machashovas Blaiv Ish. That's my problem. I'm going crazy. That's why I have 14,000 things on my 14,000 contacts on my email, on my phone, 14,000, because of the Rabbis Machashovas Blaiv, that somehow I believe that my life depends on 14,000 people. And that their lives depend on me, and I'm going to sugar. You get killed by that. You can't live like that. And that's what a person thinks. I have to pick up this thing. I have to answer this thing. I have to. All right, I'm not going to go to that whole onion. But it's all because of Biad Ish. Amnam. However, the truth is, Hashem has an Eitzah for all of us who can't find any Menuchas HaNefesh, for all of us who are. Sagging under that horrible, horrible burden of Rabbis Machashovas Belev, Hashem gives an Eitzah. Rabbis Machashovas Belev, why? Because of Ish. Va'atzas, meaning the Merdekavard. Ha'Eitzah Ha'Yeutzah Shal Yoda Yetzvi Meitzah, the Eitzah, the advice, the tip, the advice that Hashem gives us, how we can get out of that terrible Meitzah of Rabbis Machashovas Belev, is by forgetting this business of Ish. It's not up to you. It's not up to another person. Who Hashem Hisokum. The Eitzah is Hashem Hisokum. Shiyamid Tadir is Hashem Lenegdeinav. Lift up Hashem before your eyes. Hashem Hisokum. Place Hashem before your eyes. That's why I said to keep it next to the Shivisi. Hashem Hisokum. Shiyamid Tadir is Hashem Leneged Einav Kedechsiv Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid Ubekach. And when a person does that, Yizka Tadir She'ein Dover Hanas Eloi Hashkechosei HaProtis Shal Bari Ha'olam, then you'll be able to remember and have this chazkus that nothing happens without Hashem. Nothing happens. It's not Ish. It's Hashem. Hashem Hisokum. That's what we have to lift up in our lives. That's what we have to put in front of our eyes. Shivisa Hashem Nagdi Samid. Ubekach Yitzka Tadda Shein Tavah Nasa Leshka Chaser Padish Al Bari Harlam. V'yashlech Elav Kol Yehavam. And therefore we trust in Hashem and we throw our pekalach in Hashem. Memela, when a person lives that way, then Nas Yogain Va'anocha. Nas Yogain Va'anocha. Then all of the misery and all of the krachting and all of the anguish and the tsar and the pain and the daiga and the worries are able to leave a person. This is an unbelievable Torah that Tavshin Ayin Vav needs desperately to connect to this Torah, because we are mamish going crazy in that place of Rabbis Machashavas Belev Ish, and we need desperately the Eitzah of Hashem Hisokum. And the Eitzah of Hashem Hisokum is a big Dalad in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that big Dalad, Hashem is calling out to each and every one of us and telling us, this is a Delet, this is a door, a gate, come to me. Come to me. Hashlech Hashem Yehavcha. And Kalei Reitza Lachzeis Tachas Kanfei Hashchini Yovav Yikamis. To return, to come back to Hashem Ezbarach. To come back to Hashem Ezbarach. To be strengthened in that Amunah. And then if you look at footnote, hey, Balzer Ramzu as Amarena Betchilas HaSlichas. And now we can understand that what's alluded to, what's hinted at in the beginning of Slichas, where we say what? Kedalim Ukiroshim Defachnud Lasecha, like poor, impoverished people, we are knocking on your delet, on your door, Defachnud Lasecha. Kiakavana Alhois Dalid, knocking on the letter Dalid, Dlasecha, your Dalid, your door, that gate that's called the gate of Amunah. Shall I write some Lizkersli Kanis, but that we very much want to enter into that gate, Bitzilu de Mahem Nusa Shlaimusa, to come and to live in that place, in the shade, in the shadow of that complete faith in Hashem, which ultimately is the inning where we come to, Hitzbiyani Basuka, Biyam Ra, Yastireni Besei Soholoi. that we come from Yom Kippur to the Madrega of the Sukkah, which is Tzedek Mehemanusa, which is Hashem welcoming and pulling us each and every one of us into through that door of the Sukkah into His Tzel, into the Tzedek Mehemanusa, into the shadow of that place of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of being in that place of Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, being in the Tzela de Meimnusa Shleimusa, in that place of Tzela de Meimnusa Shleimusa, of complete faith, of complete and perfect faith, where you're in that place of Shivisa Hashem Negdisom, which is the place of Hashem Hisokum. Hashem Hisokum. Go to the next page, page Gimel. Harav HaKodesh on top. Harav HaKodesh HaRebbe Moshe Litzalsev. Omer LaHamlitz Al HaPasik. The Moshe of Sasef said a word on the pasuk, "Yichazdecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach." Yichazdecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach. That we say every day, that may Hashem's kindness be upon us, as we long for her and we have hope for her in Hashem. But the Rebbe Moshe of Sasef saw in this pasuk an unbelievable thing. Yichazdecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach, Ribbono Shel Olam, I beg you, tein lanu shana tovah u'musukah, please give us a good and sweet year. Af she'ein charoya banu shum maila. Now I know, Hashem, that when you look at us, you don't see anything particularly terrific. You don't see that we've made any great changes in our lives from last year and that we're doing too great. You don't see big milas in us. Af she'ein charoya banu shum maila. So why should Hashem give us a sweet year, even though when He looks at us, He doesn't see in us really any big milas? So the answer is, Kasher Yichalnu Lach. Kasher Yichalnu Lach means the same way, Hashem, in all honesty, we believe in you, and we trust in you, and we stick with you, even though we don't see you. K'may onus, ona mekavim miyachna milacha b'chol leiv. We always continue to have hope in you, and to wait for you, and to trust in you, with all of our hearts. Al af she'ein onu ro'im ha'ischa, even though, be'emes, you know, we don't see you. We don't see all of these things. We hear about them, we read about them, but we don't see this. We don't see the ma'alus. Ki lo yirani ha'odem v'chayim, because we can't see Hashem. B'chol zayis emun ha'senu, eisana b'chach. Nevertheless, our emunah in you is strong, is powerful. So we're asking you, Hashem, kach ata, same thing with you. Can you give us a good and sweet year? You don't see in us in any open and clear way. You don't see in us such big things that you can't see the greatness on the surface. But Hashem, we don't see that in you either. But we believe in you and we trust in you. So even though it's not obvious that we've made great changes in our lives, and many could be many ways it's worse, but if we continue to trust in you and to believe in you, even though we can't see you, can you continue to give us, even though you can't see us, kivyachol, you don't see us changing. It's hidden. It's very, very hidden. So he said, these are tyrus mamish, unbelievable tyrus. I don't know if any of you are still in your chairs. You're probably already dancing through the whole office and grabbing the hands of other Jews, male Jews, and pulling them into our record from such Torahs that we're learning today. And now, this Shabbos, Parashas Nitzavim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Mamish, the last Shabbos of the year. It's the most powerful Shabbos. Kosev Rav HaKadosh Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Susan Nitzavim. So Be'er Ma'am Chaim writes, Kol HaBrochas V'HaTorahs V'HaChesed Shanasa B'chol Yimei HaShavua L'chol Osayim L'Odim Prati. We know all of the brachas and all that's good and all the chesed that a person has and the whole world has during the week, the world and each person, HaKol Nasev Nimshach B'Shabbos Kodesh L'Fana. All of it comes from the koach and the brocha and Ashpor of Shabbos, of the preceding Shabbos. Nimtzis Lomitz, that means Shagam B'Yom HaGadol V'Anayra Eis Mishpat Ami Yisrael B'Rosh Hashanah. That means that Sunday night, Mitzvah Hashem, this Sunday night, Tavshin Ayin, is Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Vav. And all that that Sunday night, and all that those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah will have, really is contained in a very mysterious way, in Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, Shabbos Parshas Nitzav Melech. It's all contained in the parishes, in Shabbos. That means, Haksavos Chiyusam, how long we're going to live, if we'll have the schus to live, Upanos Hayseyam, and what we'll earn, Umizin Hayseyam, what we'll be able to live and have this year. Hini Hakol Nasev and Nimshach B'Shabbos Lefanav, B'Mekor Mayim Achayim. The Be'er Mayim Achayim was entire Metzias, says, you know, was Shabbos. Everything by him was Shabbos, Shabbos. So this Shabbos was the last Shabbos of the year, which is the Shabbos that opens up the Rosh Hashanah. So that means the Rosh Hashanah draws its entire Chiyus from the Mekor Mayim Achayim, from the source of living waters, which is what? Which is Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. V'alkein Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, says Rosh Hashanah, Shloilam Karin Atan Nitzavim Karin Rosh Hashanah, that we always have to read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, the Fisha Humer Amez at Rosh Hashanah, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, it says, Atan Nitzavim Hayyom, 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 this day is Dod, the Zohar says Rosh Hashanah, that every one of us is standing, Lifnei Hashem, Atan Nitzavim Hayyom Kulchem, Hayyom, they're all standing before Hashem, is Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah Nirmaz V'Nechtaf B'Shabbos L'Fanah, therefore, the Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah is engraved, is present in the Shabbos Shalafanav tomorrow night, in this Shabbos coming up. Alkein Karna said B'Shabbos has said, that's why we read Atan Nitzavim Hayyom. We already read on Shabbos Atan Nitzavim Hayyom. Hayyom means Rosh Hashanah, but Shabbos contains within it already Hayyom, Atan Nitzavim Hayyom, which is going to be really not on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah we're going to see with our eyes only Sunday night. But it's contained within the Shabbos Atan Nitzavim Hayyom, on this day of Shabbos. It has in it already the upcoming Koichus of Rosh Hashanah, which is what? That each one of us passes before Hashem's eyes. That already is Maschil Krabbe Shabbosu. It begins Shabbos, this Shabbos. For Amyasa B'das, Lanatzel Kiroi Shabbos B'Dalazu, because a wise person, a clever person, will take advantage to make the most out of this Shabbos, to use this Shabbos in the best way possible. Harav HaKadosh Balatani Shkusan Omar Mishem Rabbi HaMagad HaGolmi Mezrich Mishmei Kaddish Shemaran HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh Shabbizu Ein Mavarchim HaSachredish, that this Shabbos is brought from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Tanya, from Mishem HaMagad, from the Baal Shem Tov, and this Shabbos we don't bench Rosh Chodesh Alav Shehi Shabbos HaKadem Sachredish Tishrei, even though of course it's right before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's before Rosh Hashanah, but we don't bench Rosh Chodesh Ki B'Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch HaBechvayda V'Atzmai Mavarchim HaSachredish. Am Yisrael doesn't bench Rosh Chodesh this Shabbos. Baal Shem Tov said, Hashem benches Rosh Chodesh. Ubekoach Birchas HaChodesh, Zu Anu Mevarchim Es Kol Sha'ar Chodesh HaShana. Hashem gives the first Birchas HaChodesh. We do the rest. We bench Rosh Chodesh, Macheshvin, and on. But this Rosh Hashanah, Birchas HaChodesh, Hashem Himself says, and from that Birchas HaChodesh, we're able to draw all of the brachas of the coming months. Gachomer Rav HaKodesh Yismach Yisom Alexander, B'Shem Tzadikim Kadmonim, Shekedugimus, when you have a staff, when you lift it up, even you lift it up from the other end, but it lifts up the whole stick. When you just lift up the end of it, but that lifts up the whole stick. So it is. This Shabbos, Parshas Nitzav, Tavshin Ayin Hay, the last Shabbos of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we lift up this Shabbos, we're lifting up Mamish the whole year. We're lifting up this whole past year, and we're already lifting up this coming year, which is contained already in encapsulated form in this Shabbos. Adesh Yisroim B'Yiskarev El Boiroi V'Yorim V'Zes Kol Hashanah Kulu, Mamish this Shabbos, we lift up the whole year. L'Hovcha L'Toyv L'Racha. That this coming year should mamish be l'tov l'vracha, like we have the famous word that they say from the Avara LaBelza, from the Belz Rebbe Shlomo Soloveitchik, how the davening that the last mincha erev Rosh Hashanah, the last mincha of the year erev Rosh Hashanah, a person davens baruch aleinu sashana hazois, Hashem, can you bench this year? So the Belz Rebbe said, what do you mean this year? This year is going to be over. It's going to be over in 5 minutes. What do you mean baruch aleinu sashana hazois? But the Rebbe said that the Mamish, when you lift up even those last 5 minutes, you know, you can lift up the whole past year to a different Madrega. Everything can be lifted up. Baruch Lam Sashana Azois. To change everything around. That when it comes to the time of Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, Nigzer Ech Yisnaguim Ha'odam Kol HaShavuot. Hashem by Shalosh Sudas, each week Hashem is Geizer, what will be with that person throughout the week. That happens by Shalosh Sudas. That's why it's such a big, big Indian to have Shalosh Sudas together with Chaverim, with Yedidim, Makshivim, to be together with the other Yidin, and to have his Iris, and to do tshuva by Shalosh Sudas, and to think. Because it's a kri, it's a din for the whole week. And that's why it's called, Shalosh Sudas is called the Suda de Zer Anpin. Shachlias Kotten Ushafel Beini Asma. The Ikri is, of course, Zer Anpin is the Mida and the Sviris, but and the Patsufim. But Zer Anpin means that a person should be, it means literally means small face. It means that a person should be in a place of tremendous, tremendous humility. For Haysef Harakadish Rab Shmuel Vachivke, She. That by Shalosh Sudas a person can daven very strongly to be zeichet to reach a place of shiflus. Therefore, we have to keep this in mind that when we're going to have Shalosh Sudas Mitzvah Shem on Shabbos, which is the end of the last Shabbos, which is the entrance into Rosh Hashanah, she is a keyu Hashem is baruch liyos lo yachna v'shiflus Rosh Hashanah, that we should be zeichel on Rosh Hashanah to truly, truly feel humble and to come into Hashem's palace as Avdei HaMelech, as servants of the king, b'emes, servants of the king, and in that way to be zeichel, and that way to be zeichel through that shiflus of Zer Anpin, that Hashem will lift us up. Lift each and every one of us up. He's Magbiya Shafalam, Admon, to the highest heights of the most beautiful, most wonderful, most fantastic year that we've ever had, that Am Yisrael has ever had. And what would really be the icing on the cake is that we should be Zeichet and Hashem together, all of us, of the Simulach Hashem Levadcha, that we should be Zeichet to come back and Hashem should be king. No one else, no other imposters, not American, not Iran, not anybody. Only Hashem, we should be Zeichet to see with our eyes. Everybody should be Nachtov and Nachtov, Besifrim Shal Tzadikim, Glashon Ramitish, maybe Amen. Amen.